our contention that their claims that this is for humane or for a better quality egg, the premise is erroneous. It's not better from a humane standpoint. It's not better from a food safety perspective.
Rhode Island and California, did they actually ban the production of eggs in caged environments?
Rhode Island, they considered it, but the bill never was passed. It did pass in California, but what they have implemented in California is a much larger cage with more birds in the cage. They're allowing 116 square inches compared to 67 square inches per chicken.
So it sounds like you're having the same issues in terms of defining ethical and healthy egg production, and consumers are trying to figure out which chickens are the happiest and how to make them the happiest.
Well, it's interesting because here in the United States, we had a coalition for a sustainable egg supply, a group of scientists nationwide that looked at the literature and spent several years analyzing all the literature as it relates to production methods. And they looked at it from humaneness, they looked at it from a food safety perspective, and they also looked at it from a cost perspective. And they did not conclude that cage-free was better. And one of the co-sponsors of that coalition for sustainable egg supply was McDonald's. So McDonald's basically ignored the research and decided to go with the flow, if you will, of the animal activists calling for cage-free egg production. Inherently, chickens will establish a pecking order. So if you have a population size of 6 chickens compared to a population of 60,000 chickens, and they have to establish a pecking order among that population, which is more humane? Obviously, the one that's minimized, and that's what we try to do in the cages.
So what are you pushing for? Because obviously, you know, a huge corporation like McDonald's changing to cage-free eggs would mean a higher demand for free-range systems.
You're absolutely right. But we also want consumers, we want McDonald's to be aware that the premise that they're doing this for a humane egg or for a better quality egg is erroneous, and that the costs will go up significantly. We noticed the cost going up 3 times in California, and they still kept the birds in cages. They just were larger cages. When farmers have to take their cages out, there's going to be less space available to produce the quantity of eggs that are demanded by the public. We need at least one chicken per person in the United States to meet the per capita consumption. And we have a population in the United States over 300 million.
So consumers aren't willing to pay extra in the United States? Has there been a bit of a backlash?
Well, they have. We noticed in California when they, all of a sudden they had these price increases that were 3 times elsewhere in the nation, that anywhere from 17 to 30% cutback in consumption occurred. Consumers decided they would eat something else.
Are you trying to turn consumers back to caged eggs?
We're trying to make sure that they understand that a caged egg is what the farmers have evolved to in trying to produce a safe and wholesome egg and to care for the needs of their chicken. And we're wanting people to be able to have the choice. If they want to have a cage-free or a free-range egg, that's fine. But to force it on the entire population, we are going to object. And we did object to McDonald's. They basically threw egg farmers and the scientists that they employed under the bus.
But isn't it the case that they may be happier, but they're just more exposed? So in the cage system, it's such a neutral environment. They don't have any highs or lows, whereas in free-range, they're certainly happier, but they also it also comes with a lot of risks and the downside as well.
Well, how do you measure happiness in a chicken? The scientists have tried that on numerous variables. They've tried to measure certain hormones in the bloodstream, and they notice that the stress in a cage-free or a system that's outside of the conventional cage actually has higher stress levels. In a caged environment, we're getting significantly greater numbers of top-quality egg. We're getting greater numbers of total eggs produced. We're getting a better feed conversion, which means the amount of feed per dozen eggs produced. We have a lower carbon footprint. The chickens have a better immune response. I think those are indications of a healthier chicken. And, of course, if you're healthier, you're going to be happier.